Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. This is milestone episode 65. Is that right?
That is correct.
Maybe do that as not a question.
That's a big number, guys.
65.
Yes.
We're ready to retire.
I think 65, you can just now start thinking about retirement.
Oh, okay. You can.
So you can't actually retire at 65 anymore.
In these days.
Because we'll be retiring to Walt Disney World.
We can only hope. We can only hope. Yes. This past Thursday, we shared with you the highlights, the day-by-day itinerary of our trip that we went on just a couple of weeks ago. Guys, it still feels like we're there.
It does. I mean, I feel like we're getting up early in the morning and going to the parks as we speak. So we ought to still be getting ready to rope drop right now.
Sadly, we are not. We are getting ready to go to work. Derek, do you feel like you're at Disney World this morning?
Sorry, no. No, I do not.
Donut?
I wish I had a donut.
Or a cronut.
I could go for some sort of pastry.
Or a beignet. Anyways, this is episode 65, as we told you, and today we're going to talk more about the planning side of the trip, and obviously we are a planning podcast, and we're going to share with you our planning in action and how that worked out while we were on the trip. We shared with you some of the things we had planned before we went, but how did things go once we got there? If you followed on our social media, you may know that some plans changed. We did some things differently than what we had planned to do. And so we're just going to kind of go around the table today, around the graveyard here as we sit in front of these headstones, and talk about some of the things that we observed on our trip and some things that hopefully can help you when you go on your next Walt Disney World vacation. So, gentlemen, I'll let you guys start it off. What's something in particular you want to share with the listeners that we had success with or maybe didn't have success with in the planning of this trip? And I'll go ahead and spoiler alert, there wasn't a lot of non-successes, if you know what I mean. Sorry.
I want to go ahead and let us start out with Derek, because Derek dominated the app. Derek owned the app. They should rename the app Derek's app.
I don't think they're going to do
the
that.
Derek app. Yeah.
We can submit to Disney to ask if they will.
And go ahead and say, Craig, he did it a lot better than I did.
I did not say that, but I will.
That's
now.
Okay.
Derek, he spent some time on the app. Once we got in the room, I'll let Derek explain
spent
all.
Spent some time. It's putting it lightly.
Well, you were posting to social media. I was always securing the next Fast Pass. I don't know how many we actually used over 4 days. I know it was several.
But again, just to say that first day that you and I were there, all of our fast passes started at 11.
But that's we were originally planned to start at 11.
Yeah, but we finished the OMA by 11, a little after 11.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
So explain how that works, Derek.
I think a lot of that has to do with just the size of our party that those first 2 days being a group of two versus three, I think, had a lot to do with it, really. Not that it was me versus Matthew, I think. Two versus three, just availability for fast passes had a lot to do with it. So, but the main things that we did as soon as I knew we were going to be able to get to the park, I just started changing fast passes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you use that first one, I'd try to move the next one up just so we weren't having to wait and question what we would do for the next 45 minutes or something.
And I was going to say, while we're in the queue, Derek's doing this, but really we weren't in the queues long because we were doing fast passes.
Right.
But within that time, still in that short amount of time, Derek was able to secure another fast pass or move up. And probably, I guess the best way to describe that is Derek would go and grab one for, say, 8 o'clock that night. And one time I remember you doing this, moved it all the way up to like 11:30 or 12 or something like that.
Yes, I would get something like, I think I found a Frozen or something. We were like, we weren't really sure if we were going to ride Frozen or not because of some of the others. And we were like, yeah, let's go on and do it since we had done some of the others. So I think I got it for, like you said, 8 o'clock in the evening, and I was able to just keep moving it forward earlier in the day. And
you do that through just refreshing the app.
Yep, and just being patient with the app. I don't think I ever spent more than five or 10 minutes on it at a time, though, really trying to get the next one. And for the most part, I was able to do it while we, like you said, while we were in line. So
don't, the main thing is in your planning process, what Derek has taught us is don't give up on it. I mean, just if you find it and it's at 8:30 at night, you go, man, I don't want to wait till then. You don't have to. Just keep refreshing it, move it back.
And the reason I get the one that I want is because it shows up first when you're refreshing the app. Like the one you're trying to change, if that makes sense. I'm not sure if I'm being real clear about it. But it's, if you say you wanted Frozen is going to show up at the very top of your the Fast Pass selections,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
for if you have that one, if that's the one you're trying to replace. So that just makes it a lot easier where you're not having to scroll through all the Fast Passes that are available. And another thing, with even when you have those initial three selected, we did that several times. We wouldn't necessarily change them, what the ride was, but we would change the times of them. Say we had a
Expedition Everest.
Yeah, we had an Everest for 9:30, and our next one wasn't until 10:30. Say it was Dinosaur at 10:30. Once we got onto Everest, into the Everest line, I would change Dinosaur as early as I could. So just because your initial fast passes are 1 hour apart each, don't be afraid to move those up and try and do them every 15 or 30 minutes if
right.
you want to.
Right. Again, if you want to go back and look at our extensive planning list, the things we accomplished while we were there for those 4 days, the fast passes played a key role in that because we got to do so much and we maneuvered around to where we could do even more. So I think that was a huge part, always a huge part of our trip.
Let me go ahead and apologize, making it a group of three instead of two. I'm quite sorry that I inconvenienced you and made it so much more difficult.
Hey, we wouldn't have had it any other way, man.
I do have the numbers here, at least for the last 2 days that I was there. Again, we probably used 40 fast passes the first 2 days. Monday we were there, we used 7 fast passes across 3 different parks. And the next day we used 6 fast passes across just the Magic Kingdom. So we were in Magic Kingdom from what, 9 to 3 that afternoon, and over the course of that, we used 6 fast passes. Four of them just in the last hour, and I think I mentioned that on Thursday's show. Is our last 4 rides there were all fast passes. Now, granted, and I can go ahead and throw this tip out there: if you're in the Magic Kingdom, especially, you can get a lot of the fast passes, mainly just because there's a lot more fast passes, a lot more rides that have the fast pass. But a lot of those, not big rides, if you're willing to do it. Like our last 4, we used Space Mountain, and then we got Mad Tea Party immediately. We got Voyage of the Little Mermaid immediately. We got It's a Small World immediately. And we just kept looking. We could have gotten things like Magic Carpets of Aladdin or Dumbo or Barnstormer. A lot of those smaller rides, yeah, they're not the best rides in the park, according to our rankings at least, but you can get immediate Fast Pass availability for them. And like you said, Derek, then you don't have to worry about, well, what am I going to do next until my next Fast Pass window opens up? So a big tip in Magic Kingdom, those less popular rides, I mean, you can get them almost immediately. I mean, we were scanning at 2:53 and the next one was 3 o'clock. So literally when we walk off the ride, we would get on the next one right away.
And one other thing is that I believe for all three of us, we are pretty ride-centric when it comes to mm-hmm. our touring plans, and not necessarily show, looking for shows. Mm-hmm. I'll speak for myself, and I know I'm not. I'm always, unless I'm needing a nap, then I might be.
Which is what? beginning around 10 a.m.
Well, if I have to get up at 5:30 in the morning, it might be.
Hmm. Well, another aspect of our planning, and Matthew, maybe you're the king of this one, is spotting the characters and getting there for the characters. You don't wait in line for the characters. You want to elaborate on that?
Well, we didn't meet a whole... I mean, we met a few characters. Actually, we met 8 characters while we were there. Those were all on Monday's trip. Like, when we met Launchpad McQuack, he started meeting at 10 o'clock, and we arrived at 9:55. I think there was 2 other groups in front of us, but we waited a total of 8 minutes, and then we hurried on over to Scrooge McDuck and waited 6 minutes there. But, a lot of it is just showing up before they get there. Or like we mentioned on Thursday's show, if you're in Hollywood Studios, go to Star Wars Launch Bay after 8 p.m. Derek and I just walked in and met Kylo Ren, Chewbacca, and BB-8. But a lot of it is trying to know the time, when to go meet characters, and obviously arriving before they get there. That's a huge part of it.
How do you know that, Matthew?
The Times Guide in the app. You've got the Times Guide that you can pick up in the park, the paper copy. But you also have the app, and then you have the website if you want to look at it ahead of time. Usually about a week out, I'll look and see what time characters are starting to meet, and if it's a character we really want to meet, we'll try to get there 5 or 10 minutes before they begin meeting, depending on how popular they are. So, yeah, check that app, check the website, check the Times Guide.
And again, the app, we can't emphasize how crucial that is in your planning. We've already talked about that for 2 different things. The third thing would be the mobile ordering.
Oh, yes. Did you all use that while we were there?
We tried to.
I tried several times, too, and it was for Woody's Lunchbox, and it did not work.
Did we use it anywhere else besides Woody's?
No.
Because I think there may have been a glitch in Woody's or something, because every time Derek would place the order, it wouldn't go through. It would say there's an error or something. Well, then an hour later, Derek would get confirmation that his food was ready.
Not that my food was ready. That it was a reminder to finish my order.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Today Derek's going to be charged. He's going to get an alert. He's going to be charged 22 meals at Woody's Lunchbox that he kept trying to place.
And one time it took it like 3 hours.
And that means we'll have to go pick it up.
And
though,
I
Matthew.
Didn't know.
Does that mean we'll have to go pick it up?
I guess so. And that's one of the, we mentioned there were some successes and some failures. That may be one of the failures, but that wasn't our fault. That was the app.
It was, but for the most part, especially with fast passes this time versus my trip in May, it was a lot better in its functionality and availability, I think, for a lot of the fast passes, because in May, the whole app would be screwy. I'd look for a fast pass, and there would be no fast passes available for any park a few times that I looked on the app in May. So,
but you didn't let that stop you.
I didn't, because I knew to just keep refreshing.
I think another key to it is, even though we are very detailed planners, but we don't have to necessarily stick by the plan completely. I think we had a lot of advantages that things that popped up or things that came across that we did that had we said, no, we got to stick by the plan, we would have missed out on quite a few things. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Well, I think I'm to thank for that, considering I forgot my note card at home, so we didn't have to stick to the note card.
But. And I think I'm more of a lighter planner now that I've been as much as I have, and probably for all of us, we probably don't do quite as much planning as we used to, except I take that back for Matthew. But Craig and I, we probably do not do as much planning. I still do a lot of research.
Right.
But I don't think I have anything that I feel like I ever have to do a lot of times.
Well, and I think that we want to clarify here. It's not that we don't plan. We do plan. It's just following a detailed plan in the parks is probably not so much what we do anymore. And when I go with you guys, I really don't do a whole lot of in the parks planning, because I know you guys have done a lot of that. When I'm with my family, I'm the chief planner. Here's what we're doing. So I enjoy a vacation from it when I'm with you guys. So, that's real helpful to me.
I think it's very important too, and we've alluded to this, how plans had to change. The more you can be familiar with where things are in the park and more familiar with the app, the better. You know, I think of we rode Navi River Journey, and then we went over to Expedition Everest. We were going to write that at the beginning of Rope Drop, and it wasn't open. And if I had not known the ins and outs of where things were in the park, I might have just sat there until it opened. Well, it wasn't another half hour until that actually happened, so I would have wasted half an hour. So we headed over to Dino Land, and we rode Primeval World a couple times. We rode Dinosaur. And so being familiar with where you're at and what's around and able to adjust when things don't go according to plan.
And knowing no one will be in line for Primeval
exactly.
World.
Exactly. That's a big part of it, too. But, you know, I feel sorry for those families who don't know where things are and are, like you said, Derek, a lot of times we'll see people just looking at a park map and they're totally lost and you feel for them and sometimes you try to help, but just people that need, you know, we need to do the planning before we go and you need to know where things are. You can always ask a Disney employee and they'll help you, but just study those maps before you get there. And really, once you've been in the park for a day or two, you kind of get the feel for where things are.
And I want to say, as far as our enjoyment of planning, one of the things I enjoyed on this trip, and I did it a couple times, one in particular, I left you guys and was heading back to French Quarter. And while on the bus, there was a family there looking at the map, and they were talking about what they were going to do the next day, and they were going to go rope drop Animal Kingdom. They're going to Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And the bus driver kind of overheard them, and he started saying, they said, well, we don't know if we want to go to we weren't sure if we want to go to
Cali River Rapids. Or Navi River Journey.
And he said, well, have y'all seen Avatar? And they said, no, we haven't. He said, well, don't waste your time over there at Navi River then. You need to go to Cali River. And I was like, oh, I was back there just gritting my teeth. And finally, I just said, look, I said, have you guys, you know, what do you want to do? And they said, well, we haven't been there before, so we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So that led me to a conversation to telling them about getting there at Rope Drop, and they could ride. They had to ride. They hadn't ridden Flight of Passage. They hadn't ridden Soarin', so they had no experience in that. So I told them they had to get Rope Drop, Flight of Passage. So they were all for that, but they had no idea.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun, the things that we know and the things we can encourage others, and it was like it opened up a whole new world to them as they started planning then. Getting that rope drop, and I said, you'll have time after you do Flight of Passage to do Navi River, and then, you know, you'll have time for sure to do Cali River Rapids. So what they were doing was playing their fast passes.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of fun for us, I think. We also did that. Derek and I kind of talked to a couple that were at Tapanito, and they were kind of rounding up their trip, but we kind of talked to them a little about some of the things, too. So it's fun to have this amount of knowledge in your head, and I'm not used to that, but for Disney...
And Craig is saving lives one family at a time here.
That's right. That's what we do here.
But that was a lot of fun in the planning process, is to help others to see that. And again, the key to everything, and again, the most proud I am of the trip, is we rope dropped two parks. Rope drop, rope drop, rope drop. Do that, and you'll be glad you did.
Derek, what other planning tips, advice do you have?
Knowing the map is really key. So I think that if you know the map and have a general idea of where things are, it's just going to make your day easier.
Just to run over some stats with you. Now, this is just to make clear that people...
To make everyone jealous.
To make, well, that, and obviously, and to also let people know that we do know what we're talking about here. Over the course of the 2 days that I was there, you know, I can't speak for those first 2 days that Craig and Derek pretty much, I think they set all kinds of park records. With napping and working the app. The last 2 days we were there, we rode 35 rides. We waited an average of 6.3 minutes in line. Now, I've had trips where we had less, but then again, we did all the major rides. This was the middle of July. And again, we waited 6.3 minutes on average for each ride. We met 8 characters. We waited 4 minutes on average for each character. We saw 6 shows, and I don't really keep track of how long we wait for that, but that's a total of 48 attractions over 2 days, and I wouldn't even say that we went at a breakneck pace those 2 days. Would you guys?
Oh no, I definitely would say we didn't.
I mean, we took time to sit down and eat and have good meals and stop and snack, and so that's just 48 shows, characters, and rides across 2 days, and very low wait times overall.
Well, and on the day that Derek and I arrived, we arrived at the park at 9:49. On that first day, we rode 10 rides that day. That was with the 3-hour nap in between. Mm-hmm. I mean, so again, you're planning. You may think we don't have time to do this. We arrived and really didn't have anything planned for Magic Kingdom that night because we were planning on doing the after hours. So we still got 10 rides in that day.
Plus the after hours.
So we're going to do more detailed in the coming weeks of our early morning Magic and also our after hours. But I would almost encourage you to think about just doing an after hours one day and not doing the parks at all.
If it's available.
Because of the price and because, and we'll talk more about that, but that was a good part of planning too, where Derek and I weren't as concerned about doing some of the things because we knew that night we'd have the whole park to ourselves, basically. Mm-hmm. So that was real helpful.
I think one thing that if you've got small children or maybe children that can't make it all day, mm-hmm. if you're going to be there for a week and go to a park pretty much every day, plan on only doing half of the park in a day, especially Magic Kingdom, where there's so much to do already. Maybe split that up into two different days, and that way you're not stressing about trying to do every single thing. Only hit the highlights. Enjoy time at your resort, which we do not typically do, but I think I'm getting to the point where I want to do that.
I think, you know, from our experience, all three of us, I think we've grown accustomed and more aware now that you feel like you're at Disney, you're spending that money, you need to enjoy every minute of it, which is true. I always say that Disney is a trip, not necessarily a vacation. But with that said, we would always try to, and still do as a family when we go, try to work one day in as just a relaxed day. Mm-hmm. And you have to have that or you'll kill yourself at Disney. But like what Derek said, a lot of people I talk to, they don't go back and rest. They go straight through the parks, and then they're miserable by that night. You know, take some time, and it doesn't have to be necessarily going back to the resort and relaxing. You could just sit somewhere or take a break. But if you try to go nonstop, especially little kids, then it's not going to be as much fun. So get there early, rope drop, take a break, and then enjoy the night again when the crowds aren't as crazy. But I think that's a key to it all too.
Craig, you mentioned rope dropping two parks, and much like you, that's kind of the thing I was most, I guess you could say, proud of. One thing that I get caught up in is we've got to book these fast passes 60 days out. We've got to be on the app at 6 a.m. in the morning and do that. And there's so much planning that goes into it before you get there. But this was a case where, because Hollywood Studios opened at 7, Magic Kingdom didn't open until 9, we got there, we did everything we wanted to do at Hollywood Studios. We didn't have lunch at Hollywood Brown Derby. But we then booked our fast passes, we had to switch all of them over to Magic Kingdom. And obviously we had Slinky Dog, Rock and Roller Coaster, and Tower Terror as our three for Hollywood Studios. And then we had to switch to Magic Kingdom. Now, we knew we wanted to do it early in the morning, so our options were limited. But we still were able to get Pirates of the Caribbean, Haunted Mansion, and Space Mountain the day of, pretty early in the day. And so it wasn't like we got, you know, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train or Peter Pan's Flight. But we got there, we rode the Main Street vehicle, we went to Big Thunder Mountain, we rode Splash, we hit those two big ones, and we knew we had the Fast Pass for Space Mountain. So the morning of, literally, you know, 30 minutes before Magic Kingdom opened, we were able to switch those Fast Passes. First of all, you had to go through and cancel all the ones you had, and then switch them to Magic Kingdom. But we've still found some success in doing that, and it saved us, all of our Fast Passes at Magic Kingdom saved us a significant amount of time. I think Space Mountain had a 100-minute wait when we finally used our Fast Pass for that. So you can still have success, as we've alluded to. Don't give up on the app, and don't think, well, back in the day, I would have thought, well, there's no way I'm deviating from the plan because I've got my Fast Passes set. I won't get good Fast Passes. You can still find Fast Passes that can save you a lot of time and rides the day of.
And the way I toured, well, just talking about that, even our May trip was, what, 2 weeks? I had 2 weeks on my fast passes back in May. So I don't think I'm like you. I don't stress about my fast passes like I used to. It's just, I just believe I'm going to be able to find pretty much what I want.
I mean, at this point, I think you got Flight of Passage, Slinky Dog Dash, and even still Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Outside of those three rides, I think anything else is you can have much success.
I would agree with that.
And we've said this before, if you don't get your fast pass right away, keep trying, because there are times when other fast passes become available during the day that you may not expect. I mean, some of the big ones we just mentioned, Matthew just mentioned,
yeah,
some of the big ones come available. So just because you don't get your fast pass right away, don't be distraught. Go back and keep checking throughout the day, and you may surprise yourself.
I got to say, I'm still surprised by just how popular Seven Dwarfs Mine Train still is. I mean, it's a great ride, but it's still exceedingly difficult to get a fast pass for it, and the waits are high all day. But
and it's such a short ride.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing that has always amazed me since the day it opened. It's such a short ride, and it's a neat ride. I mean, just the experience of it is if you haven't done that.
Now, that'll change when the Tron Light Cycle Run opens, which we actually saw. I don't know if we mentioned that. We saw them clearing the land for that next to Space Mountain. And so that's going to change the game in Magic Kingdom here in a few years.
And then the popularity of Small World will grow again, and that will be chaos.
Craig, I don't think that's going to happen.
Hey, you didn't hear it from me.
Okay. Didn't hear that from anybody.
And I bet they're gonna have to add Country Bear to the Fast Pass rotation.
I mean, they'd be silly not to. We sat in a show that was almost
packed. It really was. It lots of laughter.
Yeah. Funniest show on property. Another thing, and we've mentioned this before on the show, using Uber can be beneficial, especially if you're wanting to get there early and not have to worry about whether or not the bus is going to be there. Because sadly, you can't really rely on Disney bus transportation if you're in a crunch for time. So just go ahead and use the Uber. We took one from French Quarter over to Hollywood Studios. That ended up being about $10, which, yeah, it's $10. But if it's worth paying for that peace of mind, in my opinion, if you want to get from point A to point B, much cheaper than using a minivan. But then again, if you have family and you have kids that need car seats, that can play a factor in that too.
And they can even make you feel like a cast member. I mean, because we were dropped off at one place we weren't supposed to be, and
yes, Uber did,
and security almost
I think they almost ruined our day, honestly.
Hey guys, I need to see your cast member badges.
What?
I left it in my other pants.
Something else too, I think, and we talk about this a lot too, try to enjoy your resort, try to make time. You know, you mentioned an off day, Craig. Try to enjoy whatever resort you're staying at, especially if it's a Disney resort, because you're paying a lot of money to stay at those hotels, and there's a lot of things that they have to offer that you might enjoy, that your kids might enjoy. Try the food court. Go check out the pool. I know that's cliche for me to say. Walk around the grounds and just kind of take in what they have to offer. I've never done one of those movies under the stars. I've always wanted to. It's just never really been that convenient. But do something like that. See what your hotel has to any kind of recreational opportunities it has going on. Take a boat ride if they offer a boat ride somewhere. But enjoy those
to
hotels.
To the springs?
You can go down there and then just turn right back around. You don't have to actually disembark to go to the springs. But, yeah, enjoy your hotel and the amenities that it has to offer.
I can say that the movies that they have at night are neat. We've seen that two or three times on our trips, and it's always a lot more fun than I expect it to be, just to be able to, I guess it's something about watching a movie outside under the stars that is pretty neat.
Well, they do such a great job, Disney does, of their resorts theming. So it's important to check them all out and see all the different themings, especially, I mean, even at Pop Century, all the things, even there in the lobby, are kind of neat. Our animation is great. All your resorts, they've gone the great length to make it fit. You know, Matthew alluded to that last show of how French Quarter just makes you feel like you're in New Orleans, just the way it looks, the buildings, the streets, those type of things. So have some time to enjoy that, or you're going to miss out on a big part of Disney of your trip that you didn't realize that you could experience.
We keep going back to checking the app for times and times to meet characters. Check the app for show times as well. We had a few minutes to kill before our Spice Road reservation. We looked down and said, oh, hey, Voices of Liberty, you're going to start singing here in about 5 minutes. So we walked over and watched the Voices of Liberty And there was a couple of instances where, hey, this show's about to start. We're here in the area. Let's go check it out. So, and that's, to me, that's what I'm always looking for is what can I do to kill time until my next FastPass window opens up or until my next dining reservation. So check the app, see when what time characters are meeting, where you're at, what time the shows are, wait times, anything that's in that area that you can enjoy. Because Disney has something going on everywhere pretty much all the time.
I'd say, too, don't be afraid to try something new at Disney because a lot of times I'm the type that sometimes I don't try things new because I know what I'm getting. I don't want to have a bad experience and then to miss out on that. But as far as like snacks and eating, we tried several places like that. Of course, we did it too for the show because we want to try some different things and report back on that. But too, just the experience of trying some new meals, some different things, and you'll be pleasantly surprised, especially when it comes to snacks. You're not missing out on a whole meal when you do some snacks. Derek had put me on to the, even though we didn't have the buffalo
tots.
What's the
buffalo
name?
Buffalo chicken tots, yeah.
What are they called, though? They're not tots.
Tater barrels.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, they're tots. Oh, okay. At Friars Neck, they're
tots. I'm thinking of Woody's, the tachos. But that was a great experience of trying that, even though Derek still says the buffalo is the best, which I didn't get a chance to try those. The Fiesta wasn't bad, but try the Peter Pan float was very good. I enjoyed doing that, the key lime float. The upside down Dole Whip, pineapple Dole Whip was very good. So, take some time to try some new experiences and plan that as part of your experience for the whole trip.
I call that mosey time.
Mosey time.
Yeah.
My mom calls it sauntering.
I like that too.
Go for a saunter. Another trick that Derek shared with me, if you do need to cancel a dining reservation, but it's within that 24-hour window and you don't want to get charged for it, modify it to a day in the future and then cancel it. We did that with Hollywood Brown Derby and they haven't charged me yet. So let's hope they don't.
I hope they don't. It's been 2 weeks now.
If they do, then you're going to blame Derek and get some money from him.
And we'll have to call in our show lawyer.
They don't want that.
They don't. Well, gentlemen, it's been fun. Hopefully our advice and our recent trip has helped you. And that's the whole reason we went on this trip, is to help you, the people. Had nothing to do with our selfish motives for wanting to go see Toy Story Land.
It was purely business.
Yes.
I got a thing the other day from Disney about a survey. And it said, was this a vacation, leisure, or was this business? And I had trouble, guys. I really did. Didn't know whether to mark business or...
We have to be making money, Craig.
Oh. It's a non-profit. Isn't that what we're doing?
It was definitely a non-profit. Definitely. It's now time, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, for a segment we like to call...
The longest running segment that's sweeping the nation, right?
Sure, we can say that.
Grinning greatness.
He kind of took a more reserved take on it there.
That makes me want to hurt somebody when he does that.
Speaking of fast passes.
No, there anything makes you want to hurt somebody. Oh, wait, yes.
Okay, guys, here's the question. Looking over my list here of things that we did and things that I just mentioned, looking at your show times to see what is next as you're planning, maybe we can help the listeners here with this one. What's the one show you should never waste time seeing? Now, this is across all four parks. We've ranked our shows before.
Yes.
We've talked about some that are great and some that are not so great. What is the one show across the Disney World theme parks that you should not waste your time bothering to see? I'm a big believer in trying things at least once.
Oh, great. You're gonna take this one before we even get a chance to answer.
I absolutely am. I'm a big believer in trying things at least once.
Except in this case.
But these are for our listeners. Like, this is, like, be forewarned. Do not do this.
Okay.
And waste your time. I'm going to say Up, A Great Bird Adventure. That show was terrible. I was just looking at my list. I'm usually, guys, I try to, Derek, you can attest this. I try to see the good in a lot of things.
Sure.
You're more of the, oh my goodness, Flight of Passage is a 4 out of 10. But I try to see the good. And, guys, I just could not see any good in the Up show. I mean, even if my kids were there and able to see Russell and Doug. I think they'd be bored out of their minds. So, listeners, do not see Up. It is, I mean, the movie's great, but the show in Animal Kingdom, I don't know what Flights of Wonder was like. It couldn't have been worse than this. So don't do it. Don't waste your time in your planning. Don't even bother penciling Up in. Like, if you have 30 minutes to kill, just go
sit to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom. Go sit on a rock. Just seriously, just stand there and look at the Tree of Life and walk around the Tree of Life. It's much more entertaining than that. So, sorry, Up.
I kind of like this
enthusiasts.
Question.
I don't know. This is right up your alley.
I don't know that I have an answer just yet, but I do enjoy this question.
Well, Derek, do you or Craig, do you have an answer?
I'm trying to think. That's a great question. Man, because you took the number one spot, I mean, right off the board.
So are we all in agreement that that's the worst show across property now? I mean,
it's the worst. I'm not sure if I've seen every show, but of the ones I've seen, it is the worst. Yes. Okay, I don't know if Craig's got his, but I've got mine.
Perfect.
And it may rile some people, but it's loud. And I find it obnoxious, and that's the Enchanted Tiki Room. I'm not a fan of the birds.
Hi, Jose.
You're attacking classic Disney there, Derek.
I don't
hate
care. Mail's
pointing. I can feel it now.
I've seen it several times, but every time I go in there, I'm like, why did I do this again? And I probably wouldn't say that if I'd only seen it once. So I'm not saying don't see it, but maybe only see it once and then never again. Oh no, he's got it.
There's some good stuff. Several good words. So Derek is choosing. I'm choosing the newest thing. You're choosing one of the oldest things. I can't argue with you though. I remember one time we were watching this with Craig's family, and about 3 minutes in, Craig's son Colby leaned up and just looked at me and rolled his eyes, saying, he said, is this it? And so, yeah, the Enchanted Tiki Room is starting to show its age. Craig, what is your one show that you would tell our listeners don't waste time on?
You know, this would be typical of us to say. I'm not going to say this one, but I would say Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Mixed Live just because Josh said it was pretty bad.
Yep.
We have not seen that. So, I mean, normally we would say that would be it because we haven't seen it. But I'm going to say that's probably a bad one just because our friend Josh said it is. But actually one that I've seen that I would probably have to say again, I'm probably going to – there's probably parents with young kids saying, oh, we got to see that. Disney Junior live on stage. I'm just not a fan. I'm sorry. It just – we watched it when our kids were young, and I just still –
Well, if you don't have kids, there's definitely no reason.
No, but even with kids, it's still bad.
That's true. It is. I mean, which I think there is a rumor out there. You didn't hear this from me. This is a real one, but I do believe.
What? Wait, those weren't real?
Well, sure, but I have heard that they're replacing that show. That they're going to put in a new one. I don't have any other details, but
Up 2.
Oh goodness!
I think if they did Up, Birds of Prey would be better. I think
I'd rather go in there. I'd be more entertained. And excited if I could go in there and the birds would attack me. Like, please just attack
poke your
me
eyes
now.
Out? What if they poked your eyes out?
And end this thing.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that could be how we do our next Battle Royale.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, perfect, there is one bird in this show that will attack.
And we don't know who he's going to attack.
Tell you when or how, but it will.
Oh, man. Well, guys, this has been fun. Hopefully the listeners have benefited in some way from this smorgasbord of information.
Now, if you agree with us, then you won't go see Up. But maybe you think, hey, these guys don't know what I'm talking about. So take a chance.
So it must be great. Yeah. I think we have a high listener percentage that believes we need to do whatever these guys don't say. So
wait, you said high listener percentage. I mean, you'd have to have a lot of listeners.
No,
there,
I mean, we could have four listeners. Oh, okay. Three of them.
I guess. Do the opposite of what we say, yes.
Listeners, we do thank you for supporting the show and watching today. If you want to send us a blank check sign that we can cash, we'd greatly appreciate it. We're not watching. They're listening.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm tired.
Hey, we're over 15,000 downloads, and that's just through Podbean. So we appreciate your support and encouragement. Continue to spread the word. Tell others. Follow us on all of our social medias. But we thank you for following us, and we hope we're helping. Hope we're encouraging and making your day. This is a little short episode than our last one.
And it's almost like we've gone dark on social media since we got back.
I know. We're tired. We're worn out.
It's gone dark. We're still here. Don't forget about us. Share with your friends. Share with your family. Share with your frequently visited enemies.
One more time. Be listening the next couple of weeks. We'll hopefully have a guest on
hoping
the show.
To have a special guest.
And talk about more in depth of the extra ticket items.
And Toy Story Land. We do have a Toy Story Land review coming as well. As you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a toll.